It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we are talking about one of the most powerful gifts mindfulness can offer: getting to know yourself on a deeper, more authentic level. When we talk about knowing yourself, we often think of our likes, dislikes, strengths, and weaknesses, but mindfulness goes beyond that. It helps you observe the thoughts, emotions, and patterns that run through your mind every day. It's about uncovering the layers of who you are beneath the labels, roles, and stories we often attach to ourselves. So how does mindfulness help with this process of discovery? One of the first things you notice when you start practicing mindfulness is how many thoughts pass through your mind in a day. Some are random, some are anxious, some are joyful. The practice of mindfulness teaches you to observe these thoughts without judgment. This allows you to step back and see your thought patterns more clearly. Are there certain recurring thoughts that pull you into anxiety or fear? Are there habits of thinking that tend to be overly critical or judgmental? By observing your thoughts without getting swept up in them, you begin to see which thoughts are helpful and which ones are simply noise. This kind of insight is essential for understanding yourself on a deeper level. Mindfulness also teaches you to observe your emotions as they arise. Often, we don't take the time to fully experience our emotions. Instead, we either avoid them or react impulsively to them. Mindfulness helps us slow down and sit with our emotions, allowing us to understand them better. When you practice mindfulness regularly, you start to notice patterns in your emotional reactions. Do you get frustrated easily? Do certain situations make you anxious or defensive? By recognizing these patterns, you begin to understand the triggers behind them and develop a healthier relationship with your emotions. Our thoughts and emotions often drive our behaviors, and mindfulness helps us see this connection more clearly. You might notice that when you're stressed, you tend to avoid tasks or get short-tempered with loved ones. Or perhaps you realize that when you're excited, you rush through things without paying attention to details. By becoming more mindful of your behaviors and their underlying causes, you can start to make conscious choices about how you want to act. This kind of awareness leads to greater self-understanding and personal growth. There's a parable in mindfulness that I want to share with you. It's about a mirror and dust. A wise teacher once held up a mirror to his students and said, "This mirror is like your mind. It reflects everything you experience. But over time, dust gathers on the surface and the reflection becomes unclear." He then gently wiped the dust away, revealing the clean, clear surface underneath. "Mindfulness," he said, "is like wiping away the dust that clouds your mind, allowing you to see yourself clearly once again." This story is a reminder that we all have a clear understanding of who we are underneath the dust of thoughts, emotions, and external expectations. Mindfulness is the tool that helps us clear away the dust and reconnect with our true selves. A key part of getting to know yourself through mindfulness is learning to embrace all parts of yourself with compassion. As you become more aware of your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, you might notice things that you don't like or you wish you could change. But mindfulness teaches us to approach these realizations with kindness rather than judgment. Instead of beating yourself up for negative thought or reaction, you can learn to say, "That's interesting. I wonder where that's coming from." This mindset of curiosity and compassion helps you grow and evolve without getting stuck in self-criticism. Now that we've explored how mindfulness can help you get to know yourself better, let's talk about some practical ways you can use mindfulness for self-discovery. Number one, journaling after meditation. After a mindfulness session, take a few minutes to write down any thoughts, emotions, or insights that came up during your practice. One thing, people often think that meditation is about emptying your mind. It's not about emptying your mind. It's about noticing when thoughts have hooked you and taken you away, and then putting your attention back on whatever you were paying attention to. But the more you do that, the more you start to notice what kinds of thoughts are hooking you. And those are the thoughts that are coming up automatically when you're not trying to think. And that is very good info to help you learn more about who you are. So journaling can help you track those patterns over time and give you a clearer picture of your inner world. Number two, practice loving kindness meditation. Loving kindness meditation involves sending thoughts of compassion and goodwill to yourself and others. This practice can help you develop self-compassion, and it can soften any harsh judgments you might have about yourself. Number three, reflect on your reactions throughout the day. At the end of each day, take a moment to reflect on your emotional reactions. Were there moments where you felt triggered or overwhelmed? What were the underlying thoughts or beliefs driving those emotions? This kind of reflection can help you gain deeper insight into your emotional patterns. And then, I'm going to pop in either the Patreon or the app, whichever one is currently going when you listen to this, meditation, a sort of meditation that allows you to forgive yourself and others. And that's a good one to do at the end of each day. Number four, set a daily intention for self-discovery. If this is what you'd like to work on, you might make today's daily intention. How many more ways can I continue to get to know myself even more? Setting an intention like this will help guide your mindfulness practice toward greater self-awareness. Mindfulness offers us a path to deeper self-understanding. By observing your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors with curiosity and compassion, you can peel away the layers of who you think you are and discover your true self. This process of self-discovery is ongoing, and it's one of the greatest gifts mindfulness has to offer. Well, that's all I have for today. I do hope that you've found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you get to know yourself on a deeper level. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I do offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my Patreon or the It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of self-discovery and personal growth. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continuing exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.